too much to do. Listen, don't mention the war. I mentioned it once, but I think I got away with it all right.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to DMTF 86. The circus is over, but the music is still here. Okay. I think you guys get the idea. I'm still in Canada, but Joel, lucky bastard that he is still in Berlin. So is Jan. Hello, guys.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Good. Well, you know, as good as we can be.
So, okay, let's cut the foreplay and get right into it. Joel, you went to Bielefeld for the last match of the season.
Yes, I did. What a...
Condolences.
What a fun time.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, this one is tough. The game, yeah, it was brutal, obviously. Not a lot to say around it. You know, well, I mean, I guess my only commentary on the match, the play itself, was that, like, even after that first half, I was like, well, that was a pretty bad first half, and we're up a goal. And I was like, okay, so, I mean, we'll see what happens in the next. And I'm thinking, hopefully that was our bad half. I obviously could not have been more wrong.
Yes.
You know, but even though, like, yeah, even after 1-0, it half ended, felt good, because we're ahead. But again, I noted, I'm like, it was bad though. Like, we were lucky to be ahead that one goal. And then obviously, 6 goals in a half, came pouring down.
That's true.
It was brutal. Like, watching it was brutal. Like, obviously, not just watching our team lose, more watching our players play or just not play. Like, just
give up. Yeah.
Completely give up mentally and physically. Like, I don't think I've personally witnessed professional athletes give up mentally and physically so much, like, on the field of play. Like, when they're getting paid money to be there and perform and play their sport, and to just not do it at all. I think I said to Jan in the chat at one point where I was just like, it felt like someone called them in, during halftime and told them that their paychecks got canceled or that, you know, or like, cause they just came out and nothing. It was brutal.
Wow.
I mean, it was brutal to watch, you know, so like, and by the end of it, it was that circus you mentioned though, too, like in the away section, people just started, even by the fourth goal, I'd say, people were just starting to sing along to that Bielefeld song. When Bielefeld scored, people were like singing along to it.
It's a song.
In the away section. Oh, I don't know. Blah, 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 Bielefeld. I don't know.
Blah, blah, Bielefeld.
I mean, it was amusing to watch our own fans kind of do that. Obviously, I wasn't like, every goal was just another stab for me. But, you know, it became a bit comical on that end.
Didn't the away fans cheer the last 2 Bielefeld goals?
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
nice.
That's what I mean. Is it came to that point where we were just like, it was that. We were cheering the goal and then singing their goal song afterwards. Like,
wow.
And people like, yeah, a couple scars were like, for sure on the 5th, 6th goal. Yeah, like our scarves were turning for Bielefeld. So it was like, it was a lot.
And we had the same colors as well. So, you know, it was, it fit with the rest.
Fit in a little bit. Yeah. Well, and so one thing I learned on the way there from Nico, that's who I was meeting with. He came and scooped me up at the Hoppenhof with a couple of his buddies. And so I walked to the stadium with him. Anyway, on the way to the stadium, I asked him what Armenia was. Like, so it's like, why Armenia Bielefeld? What does that mean? And so they were discussing it a bit. And
from Armenia.
He taught me is that it's actually the female version of Arminius, I guess, who was the name of the German
Roman general,
Roman commander who won the Battle of Teutoburg Forest. which was near a nearby battle site, right?
And so, oh, no, that of course.
Hermann the German in the Teutoburg forest, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so like, you know, and that was where the, you know, the expansion of the Roman Empire ended. It didn't go any further east after Teutoburg.
Yeah.
Essentially, it ended the expansion of the Roman Empire into Germany, right? Okay, and so, like, yeah. I guess, and it was nearby. So, and that's why, that's where Armenia came from. I didn't know that. I love history. I thought that was really, really interesting. But at the end of the match, I said, well, I guess we were the Romans today because, you know, we got absolutely devastated by the end. So, I mean,
that's a nice analogy.
Yeah, a little, I like 2000 year callback, you know?
Yes.
Nice. Yeah, and even back to a bit of the play, you know who was absolute shit that game pretty much too? Okay, so.
No.
Oh. I mean, his shots were awful. His passes were off. He gave the ball away like quite a bit. Like he was, yeah, I mean, it was noticeable how, but you know, I mean, like, at least it looked like he was still trying. But mm-hmm. then the problem was this trying wasn't leading to anything.
Really technical, yeah. And Jan, the other day you posted I don't know how those are called, but like a star graph. Like, you know, how good a player is, you know, the bigger the star is, the more skilled he is or successful. And we knew this, but to have this in like a tangible form was, jarring. How big the difference between 24, 25 Reza and 25, 26 Reza is?
23, 24 Reza.
I'm sorry?
It's first season, 23, 24.
What? Yes, you're right. Sorry.
You're talking into the headphones.
Yes. Talking into the headphones.
Hello.
Is this thing on? But no, you're right. It's really stunning. And we might do a proper post-mortem of the season in the next episode or something. But we can, you know, talk about it a little bit now. I don't think that many people would be, sad to see him go if the price is right, you know?
If the price isn't right.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're going to get screwed because we have no leverage, you know?
He's the best paid player in the whole league by far.
I don't think I knew that.
Two million?
Gee, okay. Wow. And, okay, so.
He's gotten worse at almost everything. He only has the same number of goals because he has way more shots, and his shot mm-hmm. selection is horrible. And Wolfsburg are in talks with him, and if they make it, if they can stay in the Bundesliga 1, they might buy him.
And they are in the relegation playoff now, I think.
It's Paderborn?
Okay. No, Heidenheim.
Oh, is it?
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, Paderborn, of course, because Heidenheim was relegated.
Went down. Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay.
Well, I mean, if he's got to go in a way, for the money is at the end of the day, I think.
He's not going to get better.
No.
He's going to be more valuable at some point.
Yeah, I agree.
On the business side, I don't mind if he goes in that way. I've just always said that I never minded his, like, whatever his, you know.
Off the field.
Yeah, stuff. That's not as bothered me as it bothers other people. But yeah, if the money makes sense for us, 100%, you know, it's got to happen.
Yep.
Because, like, yeah.
And the Hero Ball doesn't help us at all.
Well, yeah, I mean, in 23, 24, I could live with the Hero Ball because he was so good back then. But now, it's not going to cut it.
I mean, if you leave out the penalties, having a really, really bad season. And I listened to a podcast on my way over, and the guy who wrote the article, who wrote the speech that I mm-hmm. put on the chat,
mm-hmm.
and he said that he used to have 2.5 like sprints or one dribbles per game, and now he's at 0.5.
Yeesh.
His defense is shit.
Shot assist, expected assist. Yeah, massive drop there as well. Yeah. You know, he went to from elite
and his crosses
a few aspects to below average.
His crosses, he's playing, he's doing by far the most crosses in the league. The next player after him has half as many. And Riese keeps putting the ball into the box when there's nobody there to take it.
Yes, unless they are not accurate, but, you know.
Sorry, there's some commotion here in the rough neighborhood of Chancellor and back.
Okay. All right.
They must be coming in from Pankow.
Pankow.
Yes. So let's try and focus on the positives.
You didn't have to cross any fences to get in?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or the train to Bielefeld. Was it nice, at least, to and from?
Yeah, I would say it was good. Good journey for me. I came in a little bit later than, I guess, most of the Akayat.
Mm-hmm.
A bunch of them were in the night before already, so they were already in town. Oh. And then the Vine Sholok who came in on the day of with Rebecca and Daniel, and thank you, Daniel, again for the ticket. They came in pretty early. Like, they left Berlin at like 7:45 in the morning. And so they were in town quite a bit early. And I just was like, no, I'm not taking that train. I'm not doing that. So I came in a little earlier by myself.
I can get a train. I don't need a restaurant.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I was fine. I was just on my own, I guess. The only other downside on my train, it was because it was the train that got into town at like 12:30 or whatever. It was the highest capacity or like fullest. So like I had to buy a first class ticket and reserve my seat to just get a seat. But it was like, so for me, journey in, totally good. I waited at the Hauptbahnhof a bit for Nico because everyone else was actually off having breakfast and sort of doing that. I heard Rebecca and them, they got actually trapped by and then ended up joining the Bielefeld fan march.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yasmin and Rebecca were saying when they got to the stadium, they told us how they got trapped by the fan march and stuck behind it. But they said a lot of the Bielefeld fans were super nice. They were, you know, they didn't give them a hard time. They just
knew what was going
to
happen.
They just begged them to let them win. And I guess, you know, the begging and pleading seemed to work.
And they have similar colors. They have blue, white, and
black.
Yeah. The same if you go to Hamburg for a last match, you don't know who's who, friend or enemy.
So that was, and then I just kind of walked in. It was just Nico, a little group, five, about half a dozen of us. We went to, what a weird thing, we went to,
Tony?
Actually, yeah, Tony.
Locke?
Yeah, Sal? Is it Sal? Or?
Oh, Tal.
Tal, oh,
okay. The Israeli guy.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Tal Zamsen, yeah.
Okay.
So it was just, we rolled in, a few of us. Weirdly, we went to a kiosk just beside the Hauptbahnhof, alcohol free. Like, how could you even call yourself a kiosk? We were very upset. Anyway, you know, that's the
priorities. But I agree.
Well, this is okay. Well, Jan is showing you what Renee was up to on the same day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So on Sunday, she went to a few flea markets, actually.
Oh, she bought you this.
She bought me this at Arkona Platz, actually.
Okay, nice.
It's Prinz Therese Kronprinz Ludovic.
Mm-hmm.
Bayern, Oktoberfest 1810.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's, as you can see, it's one of those like official Wiesn like steins that they release.
Mm-hmm.
Year per year, but the thing is that it's my birth year.
Ah, yeah, okay.
So the Stein says 1985, which is also the 175th year.
Nice.
For Oktoberfest. So she saw my birthday or birth year on it, and I kind of do have a bit of a Stein collection at home.
Okay.
And so, yeah, she picked it up for me because...
You need to take a picture of it. And, you know, attach it to the, social post or something. It's really, it looks really nice.
No, I should. I just got it on Sunday.
What's going on?
When she...
Infantry is arriving.
Yeah, I think it's the police helicopter.
Red team go. Red team go.
Oh, okay. I learned a new German term this on Sunday. Lapo.
What?
Landstadtpolizei.
A Lapo.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
And I was like, oh, Lapo. Like, I'm like, oh, cool.
Okay, that's good to know.
Sorry.
You know?
Because at a football game, there's more police from different parts of the country,
mm-hmm.
then you always don't want to meet the Bavarian cops. They are very, we would say, event orientated.
Okay. That's a good way of putting it.
Fast oriented.
But back to the trip. Trip was always great. At Kayat, always so welcoming.
Beer?
Yeah, oh yeah, lots of beer. What kind of beer? Lots of drinking. I don't know, pills, hells.
Shall we open you a beer now?
Well, they're warm. I want
beer from Bavaria.
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, they're warm.
Put it in the fridge.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
All of them, I guess? I don't know. Well, I mean, right. put them all in the fridge, I guess.
They're going to be this warm.
Yeah. Yeah, they're super warm. I do have cold beer in the fridge.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. Always welcoming, always great. Like, they're such a fun people to travel with. Once you link up with them, they always make sure you're never left behind. Like, and it's just something I've noticed every match, every time, everywhere you go, they make sure you're included, and it's just a really nice feeling. Like, I love it. Even with the devastating loss, I no regret going to an away match, no regret going to Bielefeld, like zero, like, because for me, it's just the experience, it's being with the people, you know, the away crowd, regardless of, like, you know, I got to be there for the very loud Lido Raus chants, the Tony Leisner cheers, mm-hmm. once he got subbed on, the away crowd went insane.
Like, nice.
And then every ball touch, Tony, like every time he touched the ball, everyone loses their mind. And he actually got an ovation at the end of the game after we told the team off and everything, mm-hmm. and they started walking away from us. Then the away crowd, we switched to cheering for Tony, and he actually turned around and acknowledged, you know, the crowd one last time as that we're giving him a cheer.
Nice.
It was a nice trip regardless, you know.
Good. Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Maybe some people, maybe all of us forget it at some point, but the score is only a little part of the experience, you know.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And for me, especially those away matches. Mm-hmm. It's like, I love that whole just linking up, walking there, meeting, you know, and just being a part of it all. You know, and at the end of the day, you know, I don't think we're Hertana to see wins and goals, you know.
Well, it's good that you bring this up, because the expectation at the start of the season was promotion. And, you know, pretty much anything less than that would be a failure, quote unquote. So I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, this season hasn't been a success, clearly.
Well, I know you mentioned positives there a little while back, mm-hmm. and we quickly dropped the subject.
Mm-hmm, sure.
But the one, it's not even necessarily a positive, I guess, but what I noticed is that someone in NORAM, they pointed out the last three seasons, right, which are BL2 seasons,
mm-hmm.
And this has been the best one. This was our best Zweite Liga season. Out of the three, most points, best placing.
I don't think I knew that.
And so, like, you know, and I mean, here we are feeling shittier than ever, you know. I mean, it's three seasons of it now, but this was still our best showing in this Zweite Liga.
And we have the highest budget, I think, of all the teams in BL2.
Yeah.
Okay.
62 million. I leave it to Hertha to have the best season. Everybody feels shittier, and everybody feels shittier than ever.
Don't speak into the headphones.
I'm in the headphones again. Look at the first season you had. Okay, Dada is on the go. So you go, okay, cut. And we still had Tabakovic and Brise. And the second season we had the relatively good showings under Leitl when he first came in.
Mm-hmm.
And Brise was on the run. And Brise and Cuisance both extended their contract. So we had some kind of hope or a little of euphoria, and now you just said,
yeah, you sound super low, Jan. I'm not sure why, but Joel sounds fine. Yeah, move the mic between both of you if that's possible, but otherwise, I can fix it in post.
Hang on, let's fuck up with Wayne again. Hi, sorry.
No.
Yes, thanks, Mobox, for nothing. I drove past this plane and no, I don't have it.
The lifetime ban continues.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
So, is that a positive? I don't know. Because it's a positive that makes me feel pretty negative. The season high.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, okay, great. Our best Vital, and then the other part, watching that table, how we were at fifth, yeah. You know, like at the beginning of the match or even at the midpoint or halftime, we're in fifth, you know? And I didn't want necessarily Bielefeld to be relegated in front of our face like that. Like, it wasn't about that, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm always going to want to see us win no matter what. Some people are going to be like, we can draw, so Bielefeld doesn't get relegated automatically or whatever. It's like, I don't know, fuck that. Like, I'm not wishing bad. Like, I'm not wishing bad on Bielefeld, but I'm never going to fucking wish for less for my team another team can do a little better or whatever. But
yeah,
obviously a completely moot point, six fucking goals later. but I don't know. I did have a question. So I've noticed that it seems a bit unanimous that everyone wanted Dusseldorf down.
Of course.
Okay, so what? Why? 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 I just don't know why.
Relegation playoff 2012.
Oh, oh yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it's just a few years before my time, so I didn't. I wasn't aware.
Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Yes. So the next point on the list would be housekeeping, but then I guess we will know more about our expectations once the roster is clearer, because we know that a bunch of people are going to leave, but we are still not sure who's going to come in. Ernst, for one of them is leaving for sure. So is Leisner, we knew. Demmer, we knew. Dudziak, Hoffman, Brooks, and a couple others. But yes. So yeah, housekeeping. What, Jan, what do you think about this?
I hope we get a new coach.
Ah, yeah, okay. You're in the Leitl-Raus camp.
I think it's an unforced error of Görlich, because 3-4 weeks ago he said something like, yeah, you know, we have to have stability, and we're going on with Leitl and Weber. And I think if you still stick to that after last Sunday, that's either suicide or you're stupid.
How do you walk it back?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I think you should.
Yeah, because, how can I say, like, to see how the team reacted doesn't send the message that the players are believing it or are trusting the coach, you know?
It, like I said, like, if it comes down to the mat, it's like they gave up mentally and physically. And I don't know if that's a part of it in a way, like, because, I don't know. It's tough. How does he walk that back, being so... He's in. He's our guy. Like, so, like, that's tough to come back from. But, like, he should and has to find a way, I think.
Why do you go do it in the first place? It's so stupid.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
What, like...
Just wait till the season's over, then you can still talk.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And someone in the Norum group, I think, said, but who else do we have as a coach who wants to come here? And is qualified. You know, he's the only one who is almost the only good candidate. We had a good guy, a good potential guy, but he is in Manchester City now.
Yeah.
So, you know,
Malik Fati is...
that sucks.
Doing his whatever coach education you have to take right now. I would take the under-19th guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kostas Kotsafakis or something like that. He's Greek, German Greek, and he coached me once, so.
So he's good. Look where we are now. So
he can coach the uncoachable.
He must be a good coach. Okay, no, I'm joking.
To be honest, it was a class for fat Hertha fans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Just call me fat. Just call me fat.
I'm not going there. I'm not going there. Okay. Next up on the item list, we have BSC FFV MD20.
Somebody left. Yeah, it was great. 14,500 football. 5 mil.
What do you mean?
Championship? Yeah, he left.
It means me.
Ah, okay.
I left because my, you know, my friends are in town.
How many people were there at the
like,
team?
Okay. My Canadian friends were with me, you know, and I had my baby. And so, like, so we just weren't going to stay another couple hours for another match.
Understandable, honestly.
So we, no, I mean, we did, like, if it was just the three of us still, like Renee and Heidi probably could have gone home and I could have stuck around and done it. But then also my two Canadian friends who are staying with us here at our apartment, you know, and everything else. And it was also, I think, their second last night with us in town.
Okay.
So we, yeah, and it was Sunday. We ended up racing back over to Mauer Park for the, like the end of the flea market. And anyway, yeah, no, I, so anyway, yeah, that's a shot of me. I left the stadium and did not watch the women's match.
You had 44,621 at the men's game.
Yes.
And then when it was done, everybody left, of course, but most people just went out to get beer. And there was a long line at the Eastern gate.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had 14,500, which is by far the biggest crowd ever at a Regionalliga match in women's. German women's blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Nice.
Like, so is that like, is just a straight record then?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Like, even like, for example, the Bayern team doesn't get that number?
But Bayern isn't Regionalliga.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't think I knew that.
They're in the third tier.
Okay.
And it's a real sport. I know, Patrick, you don't like it, but...
fuck's sake. I mean... Arsenal women won the Champions League last season. I'll have you know, but
I have you know.
It's not like
educate me.
Yes, it's not like I don't care for that team or something. But it's like I only have like mental space only for so many teams. you know?
That's fair.
And I don't even you know the FC Montreal in MLS. I don't follow them at all. You know.
There's a team in Montreal?
Yeah.
It's not because I hate them or anything. It's just like I, there are only so many teams I can follow and mean it, you know?
Yeah.
Switch them around with the men's from Hertha. Maybe that's a good idea. Self-care and stuff.
No, yeah, I agree.
Like, so everybody left?
Everybody left?
Everybody left and everyone's like, okay, it's going to be not so... Okay, you could get tickets for free for the women's. If you were already in there with another ticket, you could stay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And Dries did another one of the stupid things where he had free food at this one little kiosk.
Oh, yeah. Free food and beer, right?
Really, yeah. I don't know. Really far away from the stadium as such. So.
Okay.
Anyway, and the atmosphere didn't change like instantly because the drunk guys left. And then the more diverse crowd came in. Yeah, he left.
I was hammered, by the way.
But he was cute. He was hammered in a cute way. He told me he loved me. Hugged me profusely. Anyway, the atmosphere changed. And then everybody was kind of surprised how big the crowd was after all. They had, I think their plan was to open just the Ostkurve.
Mm.
And then they were open all the way to the guest block.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, and sun was shining, women were winning 5-0 easily, could have been easily 8-9-0.
Jesus. Okay.
And they said, hey, and one thing I would never, they played at the Olympiastadion, they played We Are the Champions.
Okay.
And this, I would never in a million years expected to hear that song at the Olympiastadion. Yeah.
Maybe one day.
Maybe. Oh. Dritte Liga or what?
Oh.
Ouch. Sticking it right between the ribs.
It was a really nice game. And it was so funny because I only see them on the smaller pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know that football pitches don't have any, like basketball courts have an exact measurement, but football is like, between this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And Olympiastadion is way, way bigger. I mean, not even from the perspective, but the lines are far bigger.
I don't think I knew that. Okay.
Yeah, I think there was one court somewhere in the Premier League where it's really, really wide.
Okay.
Because the team likes to run.
Oh, yeah. I remember hearing something about that. How the, like, because you are allowed of variation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Quite a big variation.
Like, I don't know, 10...
couple of meters? I don't know. I'll
okay. Check. Yeah. Huh. We should know this shit.
Yeah.
But, okay.
To be fair, the first match was fun, too. A win, at least. I saw a couple goals. Mm-hmm. That was another little, you know, little... That felt good.
What was the... Yeah, 2-1. Okay, I wasn't 2-1, sure. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yeah, they scored that late one there. So they brought it up to 2-1. But at least it was pretty much over. Even by then, it felt pretty good. But you still never know. Yeah, they brought it in by one, you know.
Yeah.
If there's any team that's going to cough up a one-goal lead, it's certainly us.
Yeah. No, I get it. I get it for sure. Women, okay, so yeah, to look at the show notes, women clinch title will not automatically go cup.
We just did the research on the thingy and it says...
What?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, what? I don't understand. The two goal lines are between 46 and 91 meters wide? That can't...
No.
What?
What?
The two touch lines are 91 and 119 meters long.
It's huge.
20 meters difference. Jesus.
Almost, yeah.
Wow.
Even the length is 30 meters difference almost.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Okay.
Told you.
When would you have to establish, it at the season? What if you could switch it every game? You know?
Yeah.
Like, you'd be like, oh, we know these fuckers can't run. Yeah, exactly. Let's make it long.
We can only sell fewer tickets because we need the space.
Yes. But I didn't know that the differences were so extreme.
Me neither.
Wow.
I knew it was a little bit, but it was this big.
And does it go for all the pro leagues? Is it the same limits?
I think it's all governed by the laws of the game, which are established by IFAB. Can we talk about this some other point? Yeah, we talked about something, penalties. We talked about something on the chat.
Oh, okay.
Laws of the game and something dark side. I don't know.
I'll take your word for it. Sorry.
I'm good for it.
Yes.
Oh, hey, just a quick callback for our longtime and repeat listeners.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick little part two and conclusion to my Magdeburg tale of breaking through the fence of
Magdeburg tale.
Yes.
Again, do not use StubHub. Still, that is my primary message. But I got my full refund from them completely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but I had to battle them to hell. You get put on like a chat agent. You know, a lot of times, that's what I was doing. I was with a chat agent. I spent at least probably a half an hour with this either bot or chat agent. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it was. And I kept demanding it for it to be escalated. And then they said, no, we can't send it to your internal team because they wanted proof that I got denied at the gate. With the tickets I had. And I'm like, well, how do I take a picture of me getting, like, because the bot agent, whatever, kept asking for a screenshot. And I was like, a screenshot of what?
Yeah.
Like, a screenshot of me not getting, of security denying me entrance? I'm like, how do I take a photo while I'm using my phone to try to get into the stadium? Like, I'm using my phone to try to get in, and that's what's denying me, and they want a screenshot. I was like, I don't know what the hell, like, what proof are you talking? Anyway, I argued with this agent for on nonstop, and then, see, I guess because they also can't, they're not allowed to, like, let you go until you say it's resolved in some way, I think.
Okay.
And so I just kept saying, she's like, because they kept saying, is there anything else I can help you with? And I said, escalate my issue. I just repeat, escalate my issue. Escalate my issue. And then I was like, I stopped asking to speak to their internal team.
Mm-hmm.
And then asked for a supervisor. And they're asking, like, no, can't do that either. And then so I was like, I said, yes, you can do that. You're choosing not to.
Mm-hmm.
And,
so you Karen them?
And oh yeah, I Karen the shit out of that StubHub agent until finally they said, okay, I'll connect you to my supervisor. They'll call you in about an hour. Is that okay? Or whatever. And I was like, all right, fine. And then an hour later, about. Someone called me and he starts talking to me about it. He asked me a whole bunch of questions. He did indicate a lot of the same things that the agent did, saying, well, like, he asked for proof, you know, and I just, you know, and I was a lot more calmer an hour later, thankfully too. And I just said, again, like, how do I prove that I'm not let into a stadium? Like, I'm in a security line. Someone in German is shouting me to get out of the way because I'm now blocking the line. Yeah. Anyway, he was pretty understanding when he was speaking with me, but he took all the notes. He did indicate that he couldn't guarantee that a refund would occur, all this stuff. Long story short, though, I did get it eventually with no proof.
Okay.
That I, yeah.
But you got it at the end, so.
Yeah.
Okay, that matters. That's the important thing.
Yeah, it was a nice little thing. And anyway, so yeah, even though StubHub did get me my refund, don't use StubHub.
Yep.
Well, for these club matches anyway, because they clearly control their tickets. Because again, you know, I wonder, how is it that like it worked for Bayern, like, and it doesn't work for Magdeburg? So Magdeburg seems to have a better like control system on their tickets than Bayern does.
Or is it possible that whoever sold you the ticket went through first, like earlier in the day?
Oh, maybe. Yeah. Maybe something like that.
Okay. Why is Jan screaming at the... passersby?
Somebody was going all construction work on us.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, well, I mean, another factor, I don't know if this would factor in or not, is that I know in Bayern too, I bought the tickets like days before the match. And Magdeburg, I bought them like a month or so before the match. So like, I don't know if that gave them the time to sort of figure out that the tickets shouldn't have been sold or whatever. Or yeah, maybe someone was let in, or I don't know. Because all he said, like, all I know is that they told me to go to clearing. That's what they, when I got denied.
Okay.
And that's what I did. I went to the ticket office. They checked out the tickets and they were like, oh no, yeah, no. They didn't indicate that the tickets were used. They said that these tickets were canceled by the club.
Okay.
Huh. Maybe the difference is that Bayern is bigger and Bayern is used to people selling their tickets. I don't think many people sell Magdeburg tickets on StubHub. Just
no, yeah, that's a good point.
Because it's not as in demand.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
probably that's the thing. Or Bayern, they're working together with the criminals at StubHub, so they don't get a percentage.
Maybe. Who knows?
Fuck Bayern, by the way. Oh, did you see the thing? Bayern had their championship celebration at Marienplatz. And some people from 1860 Munich, they brought in like a fake crest.
Yes.
And it didn't say FC Bayern. It said Bauern Sons of Bitches or something like
that. Yeah. Hohenzollern.
Hohenzollern. That was.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Amazing. I mean, that's hilarious. I feel like, you know, and if anyone can pull it off, and obviously they did well, is it's 1860. Like, I feel it's very acceptable for them to come in and do that.
I mean, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with punching up, you know?
Yeah.
So, it's more like,
yeah.
It's more like the ant fighting the elephant.
Yes.
Like trying to strangle him.
Yes. But, you know, they can take it. Okay, so yeah, next on the list we have injury update and measures taken by Hertha, parentheses, Görlich. So what's nothing? Okay, let's move on. So injury updates in general, see above. Okay, let's move on. Shout out to Steve! Steve! Thank you for your questions, Steve and all the other people. So, okay, point 11 on the list. I'm not going to read it. Point number 12.
Did you tell yourself not going to read it? Or did you just...
No, I saw it earlier and I said, oh, okay, with an eye roll. Okay, so yeah, point number 12, questions. Okay, first one. While I am never actively wanting to support...
Oh, this is really old. These are all questions.
How am I supposed to know?
You can't work under these circumstances? Look, he's becoming a diva.
So, something like that.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
But maybe we can ask the question again. Maybe something changed.
Okay.
What was the question?
Well,
how do you know it's old?
I mean, I'm reading down the list.
I only copy the old episodes to new document.
Yeah, because didn't you say actually no questions? We'll be taking no questions?
Yeah, you said that on Instagram.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, so...
So much editing.
One of them... No, I'm not editing that. So Moritz is asking, can you elaborate on Jan's proposal to use 12 players?
All old stories.
Yeah, but I wanted to give a shout out to Moritz, another one. So
thanks for nothing, Moritz.
I didn't say that. Okay, so yeah, so I guess we have no questions for the end of season episode. We have no questions. We refuse to have questions.
Fuck's sake, man, you're amateur.
Okay.
Yesterday,
uh-huh.
Since with the lack of any questions, I'll add another.
Please,
another little Prince Lauerberg anecdote. I was walking down, we're walking down Shonazar Ali.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking, window shopping at some place, I forget. And Renee and I are just talking about whatever was in the window. I forget. There's an older dude, kind of nearby with a big bike, whatever. Anyway, he's gearing up. I don't know how he noticed exactly. I did have, I guess, a bag in the bottom of our stroller. A Hertha bag,
mm-hmm.
But he noticed. He looks over at me and he says, "English Hertha," like, and I just look over at him. I'm like, "Ich bin Mitglied aus Kanada," and he's like, "Okay, that was about all I got out in German." But I also realized he didn't really speak English at all either. He just noticed that we were English Hertha. He got very excited, and then he started rifling through his pockets. Anyway, he gave me a little small pack of stickers.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, just some random dude, and I thought that was a nice little, like, oh, okay, cool, like, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great.
And then he just hopped on his bike and took off. Yeah,
okay. I mean, you're very close to the birthplace of Hertha.
Where is it exactly?
Arkonaplatz.
Arkonaplatz, yes.
Yeah, which is also why, again, like, this is where the Wiesn mug that Rene got me from.
Mm-hmm.
She bought it at the Arkonaplatz.
But wait, you're at Schönhauser Allee.
Yeah.
I thought that Arkonaplatz was like in Schöneberg, like...
No.
No, that's Alboinplatz. No. Okay.
It's just north of Zionkircheplatz.
Ah, okay.
It's between...
Between that and Nauer Park.
It's like, yeah...
Kind of.
Bernauer.
Okay.
And Schönhauser, I would say.
Okay.
Ah, okay.
I think it's more... It's all one district now, but it used to be more towards Mitte, but I'm not exactly sure. Yeah. I just know that Arkonaplatz also has the women's jail.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's a creepy fact to be...
good to know, I guess.
A friend of my sister's moved there, and the realtor told the husband, you know what, and if she's getting too uppity, you can just put her in jail right across the pond.
Jesus.
I have another little anecdote.
Whoa.
From yesterday. Here we go. I told off an old German dude the other day in an U-Bahn station.
Mm-hmm.
He was getting way too close and a little bit physical with our stroller as we're trying to get onto an elevator. Right. And it's just a little elevator. And what happened is that it came down. You know how they like anyway, there was a guy with one of his e-bikes in the elevator already. Mm-hmm. And it was one of the smaller ones. So we couldn't also fit. But we were first like ahead of this guy. But then he tried to sort of like push past like my stroller and like kind of more physically. And we're in front, you know, and I was like, and so, you know, and my baby's in the stroller. And so like, I get a little like, I'm like, at first I'm just like, hey, and suddenly I'm like, excuse me, mm-hmm. like, don't like get in my way here. But then the elevator came down. We noticed that it's full. But by now I'm sort of arguing with this dude or just being like, yeah, excuse me. Anyway, and then we noticed it's full. So we don't go in. But he could have walked into the elevator. Like he could have fit himself because he's just this dude.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he gets really mad at me. He starts shouting at me a bit because the door's closed and he doesn't get in. And mm-hmm. so he's saying like I could have gotten in the elevator. And I'm like, yeah.
Had you told him to fix that?
And I blocked. Well, no. So I blocked him anyway because it was more of how we got physical. The stroller I really didn't like, but anyway, even as he got really pissed and stormed off, you know. And so anyway, as he's storming off, I just yelled "Laufen ist gesund," you know, like, and then he came and yelled back, and he just starts like yelling back at me again.
Oh,
he goes up the stairs. Like he was a bit older, maybe, but he was able-bodied, you know. And you know what though? Okay, so this is something that Renee and I have really noticed. a shit ton of able-bodied people use the elevators at all the Bahnhofs. And it kind of blows me away to the point where, like, there've been multiple times where we don't get on the elevator because a group of able-bodied people are filling the elevator, and they don't remove themselves. They don't do anything. They don't do a thing to even try to move over, get out, or anything.
That,
like,
sucks.
You know, I understand people with, like, able body, they have suitcases, a large suitcase, mm-hmm. something like that. Like, all right, you know, the elevator, I'm patient enough. I can wait for that. But there are literally able-bodied young people, like, who just stand there and no extra gear. And I mean, I'm not even trying to be weird about it, but we have noticed that it does tend to be younger women, like, more.
Okay.
A little more. I don't know why or if that's a kind of a thing. And it's very anecdotal, obviously, but, like, we've both agreed and noticed that. But yeah, very irritating. And because, like, just, I guess that's kind of a part two to how I was telling you guys about on this. No one moves on the trams or Zugs for the, like, the stroller or bicycle areas. They do not move out of those areas at all. And yeah, the elevator is kind of the same thing.
Fantastic. They're easy. Verpistisch. Let's say it together. Verpistisch.
Verpistisch?
Yes. Verpistisch.
Okay. Yeah, well, I like that.
On that note, something that annoys me is when the weather is nice and there are plenty of people in the U-Bahn anyway, or S-Bahn already, I mean, we see people, you know, coming in with their bikes. Yes. Yes. And I was like, you know, you have a bike, use it, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. Yeah,
unless you're going, like, you know, in the backwoods, like in, I don't know, like Oranienburg or something, or super far away. But it annoys me a great deal.
Or people who put their bike into one of the doors,
yes.
then sit down,
yes.
and then nobody can get out because you're stupid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, yesterday on a new bond, we saw a family, a mixed generation family too, mm-hmm. like, so with a baby, what looked to be the mother, and then what looked like to be grandparents. So there's like five of them or so, or maybe more. They looked annoyed at us because our stroller was in, like, the dedicated stroller area, and mm-hmm. they had their own stroller, but they looked annoyed at us because they kind of, like, you know, theirs didn't really fit in as well or something. It's like, okay, but, like, we're using the stroller space, you know, like, that it's there for. Anyway, so she kind of looks, side-eyes us, and it's like, okay, whatever. And then she puts her stroller in front of the door. It, like, and then they go sit down. Like, and so they kind of do that. I'm like, and I'm just sitting there boiling now. Like, I'm like, these fucking people, like, how dare them? Anyway, boom, fare inspectors, like, fucking 10 of them get onto our wagon. That whole family got taken off and ticketed on the platform that they got taken off on. And oh man, shot him for what, like, that was the best feeling of my life. Cause I'm like, yo, yeah, here's my Deutschland ticket. Da, 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 da. Then they go and I see that family get removed and they're just waiting for them to, I assume, not produce a ticket. And I was like, yeah.
Perfect.
You should have sang da 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 da. Ich liebe Deutschland. It's an old meme from the late 90s.
Please, that was a good one.
But
yes,
about the whole situation, people not making space. That's what neocons and neolibs do to you after 15, 20 years of that shit. All the solidarity as you wrote it, which is why we have to seize the means of production.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Don't mention the communism.
Yeah. Okay, Lenin, have a seat.
Sit down, old man. Embarrassing.
Jesus. Okay.
Speaking of embarrassing,
I have a positive one-ish, though.
Sure.
Last night, we're getting off the train. Elevator's broken. Okay, annoying.
Uh-huh.
And so Renee and I just, we're youngish. Well, I'm not that young, but.
Don't start.
hey, I turned 30 this year, last year, you know, so it's fair. I've said it before, you know, anyway.
Don't have the geriatric pregnancy.
Let me give you my walker.
So Renee and I, we haul the stroller, Heidi in the stroller down the stairs. Not a problem. We do it if we need to. And it's just more the door didn't close, right? Mm-hmm. Like it just kept, the door was scraping along in a way that was triggering the sensor to reopen.
Okay.
So the door wouldn't close and bring us down, which is unfortunately, it's the Schoenhauser Alley U-Bahnhof, which is the one, if we're using the U-Bahn, that's the one we use. Anyway. It was last night on the way down. And then there's a bunch of there were more like the, not the security ones, but the pink vest ones for the Bahnhof. Like they're more like cleaners, I think. But they're the BVG employees.
Okay.
Anyway, I was able to spout off in German just quickly the Aufzug ist kaputt or whatever. And then he says something back to me, but it took me a second. But it's like, was ist das kaputt? Like, what is it? What's broken in it? And I was able to get back to him, die Tool. And he's like, the Tool. And then he got, and then he like nodded. I was like, it felt very like, I felt good. I'm like, I complained in German and got like a mildly positive result back in German. Like, no English was spoken. Like, I felt really good about that one.
Nice. Well, you know, small, victories.
Yeah, you know, those little things, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Baby steps.
Exactly. So, do we have anything else, or?
I'll be at the DFB Pokalfinale on Saturday.
Oh, okay. This Saturday?
This Saturday, and okay. I'll be at the Women's Berlin Cup Final on Sunday.
Nice.
And it's so hard to get into the Pokalfinale. I have to get... I had to fill out some shit, of course. Then I have to go to the equestrian stadium, which is right next to the Olympiastadion on Jesse Owens Alley.
Mm-hmm.
Alley. And I have to get my, what's the word in German? My accreditation that I'm allowed to get in. And then I have to do something else. And then I can go in. Yeah, it's a bitch.
I guess, do they do Lotte? Like, Lotte is like Hertha only or Olympiastadion?
Oh, it's this time it's Hertha, but we are supported by teams from the two clubs. So I think it's Bayern and Stuttgart.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So they provide like the Lotte people or?
I don't know. It just last year they asked us in March and they told us about the whole thing last weekend. So.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't
care. Joel, that's completely unrelated, but did you have to go through the new biometric scanners when you came into Europe?
Yes and no. Yes, I guess.
Okay.
But we didn't, I don't know, we didn't do, okay. Weirdly, okay, so like there was like a pre-do-it-like zone, similar to the machines that we have in Canada, like, back home when we come back, you know, we can do the self-scan thing, all that.
Yep.
So they had those machines, and this was actually before the actual customs like lineup.
Okay.
And so but it was weird, the airport people were actually waving people through like not to do it.
You landed in Berlin, right?
Frankfurt.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Yeah. So no, we did this in Frankfurt.
Okay.
So we hit that. So we actually did it anyway, because Renee was like,
I'll try and fix that in post.
Renee was like, oh, he's waving people through, let's not do it. I was like, oh, I don't know, whatever. Like, let's just do it. And so we did. Anyway, so we used our passport, signed it up, blah, blah, blah. And then we went through the gate. And then we just noticed that basically they do it. The age, like the customs police will do it like right then and there.
Okay.
Like when you're, it's pretty warm. And so they'll do it right then and there. They have a camera that takes it or whatever. That, and so we saw them do it with people. They didn't do it with us because I assume we had just done the pre one.
Yeah. Okay.
So, but it's a little unclear in a way. And then weirdly, we saw them do babies, ahead of us, like for people that they did like all of them, they would do the baby as well. And then, but they didn't do our baby because we didn't do it with hers at the pre one, like with her passport
because she was too cute.
Yeah. Maybe it was the name Adelheid, you know, they're just like, okay, German name.
Yeah, she gets waved. She's one of us. Yes.
Yeah. But I didn't experience any, like, you know, I guess I've seen in the media a bit, like, crazy lines, mostly British people complaining, right, mm-hmm. of, like, having to use the non-EU citizen lines.
Yeah, they voted for Brexit, so fuck them.
Yeah.
Just
yeah,
joking.
A billion percent. Like, okay, yeah, oh my God, consequences to your actions? You fucking, like...
Who would have thought?
But I, like, you know, I don't know, Frankfurt, we went through, it was very normal customs experience. Actually, I don't know if I did I mention that? I don't know. There was a family, an Asian family of like three beside us.
We didn't include Simon in that last thing about British people, by the way. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
I think continue. We're fairly sure of where he voted on that one. So yes. I think we can.
We're good. We're good. So yeah, Asian.
Oh yeah, this Asian family and the custom Asian. So like, you know how there's usually two agents per booth?
Yes.
Like, and so we were on the left side, this like these three Asian women on the right side, they're getting questioned by the customs agent, but like they don't speak a lick of even English, it seems. Wow. But that's still the language of, you know, choice. And it like, because like, you know, yeah. Him speaking the German of them is going to mean even less, and them speaking either Mandarin or Cantonese, I don't know. Anyway, the agent got so frustrated trying to talk to them and deal with them. At one point, he literally threw one of their passports, like kind of up in the air a little bit, like this, like the motion of like, oh, like exasperation. The passport he's looking at in his hand, and then just goes, ugh. Like tosses it, and it hits the window that he, like, because he's in his own little booth. You know what I mean? Like, hits the window and knocks back, and he's just so exasperated trying to talk to these people. But he was like trying to identify who the passport that he was holding was. And
who
then
was
and,
who?
And
yeah.
One of the women was like, oh yeah, yeah, it's me. But then all of a sudden he's like, this is you. And they're like, no, yeah, me, this, you. And then all of a sudden the woman in the back is like, oh no, that's me. And he was just, and that was like, that was sort of when he got all like frustrated about it. It was just like, oh my God. I was like, are these people getting into the country? Like, anyway.
That's the last job I would want to do.
Oh yeah,
fair. It has to suck so much.
But it was, yeah, I mean, it was something else.
Yes. And also, before I forget, how long are you still in Berlin or Germany?
We're here till the 9th.
Okay, nice.
So we're in Berlin till the 31st. And on the 31st, we leave for Frankfurt to pick up a car to drive to Trier.
Okay.
And then from there, we'll essentially spend 7 days or so slowly driving back to Frankfurt.
Okay.
And then we'll spend 2 nights in Frankfurt before flying home.
Okay.
So I'll see my friend Pablo, I hope. But
okay.
I do the pilgrimage.
Have you ever been to Trier before?
Yeah. Yeah. We went once already. Okay. A couple years ago, I think. Yeah. Well, I forget when exactly. I think 2024 or two. Yeah. Okay. We've been there a few years ago anyway. Renee really loved it. Really, we're just doing the Moselle Valley again. We'll just go to a couple of different places that we didn't see. Maybe we'll actually spend it, because last time we did pop into Kochum, whatever, in the Moselle. I don't know. It's the one place. It's like they're one of their bigger little towns, Dorfs, whatever you want to.
I should know, but I cannot think of the name.
It's like Kochum and Bernstein Kiel or Bernstein something. Those are the two like major villages.
Okay.
And the Moselle.
On German or German side or
German? Yeah.
You would recommend going to Trier?
Oh, absolutely. And okay. And honestly, like you cycle still. It's a huge bikers like haven for sure too, because they like along the road. They also like the bike path runs along the entire river, and it's like and you see cyclists just like running through that place. Like it's like it's a cyclist heaven for sure.
I don't cycle, but that's all right. I can walk along the river, you know, that's fine.
Well, I'm sure you could run it, to be honest. I mean,
okay.
In Kunz?
Okay.
No, Kochum. Kochum or UM?
Kochen.
Yeah. Kochen.
Spelled with a K in German. Kochen Castle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kochum.
Yeah. Kochum.
Kochum.
Kochum. Yes.
Okay.
Kochum, yeah.
Okay.
I thought you were going for a pilgrimage because all the people I know who go there for a Catholic pilgrimage.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
To Kochum?
To Trier.
Oh, okay.
And I think he's just going for the wine.
Yeah.
Pilgrimage.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. All the wine.
Hey, you really have to. And my friend, he lives in the. Speyer. And he works. He works for the Catholic Church. He's like the tourism manager for the dome.
Mm. Oh, okay.
The Speyer Dome. And his father just said they just had a wine fest.
Oh.
So he worked all weekend for us because his dad is selling wine at crazy prices and making some money there. So.
Nice.
Cool.
If you ever want to check out the Speyer Dome, let me know.
Okay. Where, I don't know where it is or...
It's...
Speyer. Okay.
Baden. It's in Baden.
Oh, okay.
Well, okay.
Another... It's a Badenza.
Another coffee, another time.
When they start talking, I don't understand them.
But Trier is really nice. I think, highly recommend. I'm happy to go back in a sense too, because the first time we hit all the major stuff in a sense, because like, it's like this former wannabe... imperial capital, like, so it has like it actually has one of the most complete Roman amphitheaters north of the Alps.
Okay.
In Trier, I think it's the most complete amphitheater north of the Alps.
Okay.
It's still there. They have like the ruins of the old imperial baths that were made, and so like even that you can tour that. There's the Roman bridge that's still, again, it's, I think it's the only Roman bridge north of the Alps that's still under like current use.
Mm-hmm.
By like, you know, even commercial vehicles go over it, you know.
Wow. Okay.
And then it's got like a complete gate, the Black Gate or whatever.
Black Gate.
Yeah.
Frodo.
And no. But anyway, so having hit those kind of major ones, now we'll have more time to focus on the wine.
Okay. No, yeah, that's a fair assessment. Okay, yeah, I'll check that out. I might have a look in October. Actually, that seems quite intriguing. And you mentioned the amphitheaters. The one in Lyon was really nice as well.
Okay.
Ah, yeah, you were there? You went there? Okay.
Yeah, we did like a Tour des Alpes when we first got our VW Bulli.
Uh-huh.
So my father was a teacher, so we had 6 weeks of summer break.
Mm.
So nice. I spent 6 weeks sleeping in the car.
Nice. But Lyon is amazing.
It was a nice...
I would love to visit Lyon.
Oh, if you have the chance, do it. It's fantastic.
There's more of France I would love. I would love to see a lot of France, just not Paris.
I think Moritz has a sister who lives in France. Maybe we can hook you up with some accommodation.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. I know a guy. Who knows a guy?
All right. Okay.
They won't have the white cables, though, right? I mean,
oh.
It runs in the family?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, boy.
Take you there!
One last thing. At least for me. For me. I don't know if... anyway. It's that fucking Habs game.
Oh, Jesus.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
I mean, I've only seen the highlights, but that seemed like a fucking insane game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday.
They seemed, oh my God, I don't know, from the highlights, I was like, yo, it looked like a miracle that Montreal made it out of that third period.
Yes. Yes, okay. It was.
Because that was definitely the vibe I got from the highlights. And also, I was watching that shot count. They got like two shots in like just the third period. Oh, no.
I think they got four. Like,
okay, yeah, total.
10 to
but
four.
I just saw they were sitting at 18 shots for like a really long time. And then Buffalo was just like, big, duck, yep. Duck, duck, duck. And yep. I was like, yo. And there was a waved off goal, right?
Yes, after the whistle, yes. Barely.
Yeah, and I'm like, that would have, like...
They went 14 and a half minutes without a shot, Montreal.
Yeah, okay. So that was in the third period, too. That's not how you're going to win a Stanley Cup.
Second and third. But they played much better in overtime, though.
Yeah, okay.
So, I was going to say, yeah, two heart attacks special. Arsenal against Burnley yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I swear I was sitting here not moving and my watch said like 130 BPMs. I was like, God, I think I dug grooves into my desk Fucking hell. Oh, and yeah, and the Habs Sabres game, Jesus. So yeah, game 7 overtime hockey, you know, nothing beats that.
Oh, the Havertz goal. Yeah, I saw that.
Yes. And yeah, Havertz should have had a red a few minutes, like maybe in the 70-ish minute, but somehow got away with a yellow, or earlier than that even. But yeah, anyway, okay. But Habs are going to play against Carolina in the Eastern Final. I think they are done. Like, they shouldn't have won against Tampa. Yeah. They kind of got away with one against Buffalo. You know, great season, guys, great run, but I think they are done now because Carolina is going to be hard to play against.
Yeah, I mean, sweeping Philly was crazy enough in a way. I was like, damn, like sweeping Philly just like that?
Yeah, like they were
not
nothing.
Not that I thought Philly was going to be such a contender, but I mean, damn, yeah. Like... But, you know, some people argue too, right? Like too much rest.
Too much rest. Yeah,
you know, and then even like, you know, hey, like, so, and also, you know, the Habs have played all 14 of their games now. So they're maybe a well-oiled machine.
True. And also Dobesh, after a win, his record is like 1-6. After a win, he really sucks for some reason. But after a loss... It's like, 8-1 and 950 goal save percentage, something insane.
Wow.
It's like everything or nothing.
Yeah.
And, you know, fuck it. Let it ride and have some fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll see.
Nothing to lose.
Because even then, I mean, what? I'm sure it'll be Colorado anyway, right? Yes. In the finals. So.
For sure. For sure.
I mean, that would be, even if some miracle Montreal gets past Carolina, like, I think Colorado would be such a tough order.
Yes.
But that'd be such a, that'd be crazy too, in a way. Like, Montreal versus Colorado, just because of fucking Patrick Roy and all that history. And like
versus the old Nordiques, people would lose their mind. Yes,
I have two observations.
Mm-hmm.
Why do all the southern states have their own hockey team? And secondly, how is this region right now not considered dicking around?
Oh, whoa, wait. Hockey is never dicking around. There is in no world is hockey.
Considering we're not a hockey podcast.
But like we covered all the topics, so then we can, you know, we can freestyle a little bit.
I mean, a game 7 in round 2 is an overtime win for the Habs. That's worth mentioning.
That's something.
The habitant.
Yeah.
It's the nickname for Le Canadien.
Ah.
Yes.
So they're just known as the Habs.
You speak French.
That's correct. I speak French.
I thought you don't.
Well, generally.
I thought you just learned it not to speak it. Right?
Yeah. I learned French so that I can refuse to speak it, opposed to.
On peut continuer à parler en français si tu veux, mais je sais que tu vas dire non. Fait que...
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure. We can do that to him.
All right, but you understood.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
1,000,000,000%.
Okay. We'll do that again next episode. Or not.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, Fabi was on my train.
I'll be sick on the next episode.
What?
Fabian Drescher. He was on our train on the way back, sitting beside
it's
us.
It's like the worst Hatana I've ever seen.
Hmm? No, I know, but like...
President!
Yes, but what I meant was you're waiting until now to drop that piece of news. Come on,
well,
man.
Yes, the entire episode.
Well, Jan was complaining there was too much hockey. I actually 100% forgot. He was like sitting on the train right beside us, actually.
Okay.
Like in second class.
Wow.
Fun fact.
Yeah.
We went to see BST Preußen when he was a kid.
Okay.
What's that, Jan?
You went to see BST Preußen when he was a kid.
Ah,
the
okay.
Berlin, the old West Berlin hockey team.
Okay, yeah. Nice. So, did people talk to him or?
Not really. Most of them seemed to leave him alone. And he got up a few times and was going somewhere else on the train. I don't know if he was in the restaurant car. And then even eventually he grabbed his. He came back and grabbed his jacket and like and went to wherever he was going. Or I think he was talking to someone else, someone on the train or something.
He lives in Spandau. That's where he got up early. Oh, you were stuck on the track for quite some time?
Oh, yeah. That was a fucking bitch to ride back. So first DB was delayed, obviously.
Obviously.
Just to start. Like half hour or something like that. It wasn't crazy. But we got stuck on the fucking track for like 20 plus minutes at Berlin Charlottenburg. Which was fucking enraging because the stops were Zulischer, Hauptbahnhof, mm-hmm. and Ostbahnhof.
Okay.
It ends at Ostbahnhof, right?
Okay.
So yeah, there we are at Charlottenburg, stopped train for 20 plus minutes, just sitting there waiting for RE. Like, I don't know. They said something about my music was playing, so I didn't really hear them and I didn't ask. But it was like, I get an express train, something, something, something. Whether they had to get in and out or something. Anyway, but yeah, people in the train are getting pissed off. Like, because like we just stopped and we're so close, right?
Yeah.
And but then like, so the train's already half hour late. It delayed us another half hour, like just sitting there in Berlin.
And you all could have gone out.
Yeah, taking an S-Bahn.
S-Bahn,
because we're like, we're basically just shy of like the Charlottenburg platform itself.
Okay.
Like, it's like, yeah, just pull us up there, bro. Let us get in on the S-Bahn. Like, that will get us home faster than this fucking ECE.
Yeah, Jesus.
Fuck ice.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Save that one for quite some time.
You know, I'm, like you said, I'm saving them. All right, so yeah, I guess that covers it.
Cool, yeah.
All right. So, next episode... when do we know? Or
soon.
Okay,
just no day up.
Momentarily.
All right. Okay, so guys, thank you.
Thank you, Sean.
And listeners, if you're still here, thank you.
And what's wrong with you?
What? Yeah, exactly.
They were waiting for the ice hockey talk, obviously.
Obviously.
They're a rude German, cut it short.
All right. Okay, so yeah, until next time. AOE.
RTBSA.
All right, thank you. Cheers.
Cheers.
Hi, my name is Salomon Kalou, and keep listening to the Dalmatian Football Podcast.
Wir haben 10 Uhr, 10 Uhr, auf jeden Fall, 10 Uhr.